The app that we've been talking about today was looking at dementia-friendly places. So it's the idea of how do we shape or how do we influence or collect information about dementia-friendly places. So it's an app movement that we've put out there to get support, and Andy can talk more about, you know, the actual movement itself.
Cool, yeah. So the app movement platform is basically an online service which is free for all, free for everybody. And basically you can pop your idea on there, engage the community, design collaboratively with everyone else. And then the actual app will be automatically generated for Android and iOS and free for everyone to download.
And how did you come to work on this together?
I think basically Katie and I have we work at the same lab, and it was kind of one of these things where if you design something in the lab, you want to get as many people using it as possible. And I think the great thing about App Movement is it's not just dementia-friendly places. It has such a potential to basically be used for anything. Dog-friendly shops, best places to lock your bike for security reasons, what are the best housing, student housing in Newcastle. There's so many different ways in which this platform can be used.
As I say on the website, I have a kind of personal and research interest in dementia care, particularly from the perspective of people with dementia and carers. So it is literally the app movement's enabled, hopefully, when it goes to the design phase, enables places to get rated, and people with dementia or their carers can say what places are good places to go.
So the app sits at this strange intersection between health and social care and technology. Just going forward in a very general sense, how important do you think that's going to be to how we deal with these kind of big problems like dementia?
I think there's been a massive shift, regardless of political kind of stance. I think there's a big shift in terms of people wanting to self-manage. Health and social services, you know, have a place, but actually it's about the community and the person themselves, and a lot of people self-manage, and it's just, you know, the technological aspect here is something that sits outside of the health and social care services. So it's about community, individuals, and the kind of information they want to collate that can help them to live independently.